Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Jory and the Coffee Psychic right here at Your Psychic Connection. We are having Dave Gunning, I would like to call him a master astrologer, joining us tonight. Now he'll be on with us in just a little bit. And I always like telling you guys some of the coolest psychic things that go on. Oh my God. So I just have to say, I really think the location that I'm staying at temporarily right now is haunted. It's got to be haunted. I literally found one of my earrings 2 days ago by my back door, and the other one was on my nightstand. Now, I seriously have no idea how that could have happened. A lot of other strange and unusual things are happening here. It's fine. It's fine. It doesn't feel like there's any malevolent, like real negative spiritual energy going on. So I did hear that somebody previously did make a transition in this home. So it could be that they're still lingering. I feel it's a man because that's what my one friend had seen standing over her a couple of weeks ago. So I am telling you guys to do the same thing. I'm getting ready to put up a camcorder and see if we can pick any activity up. Of course, I'm finding dimes, which is from my dead sister, Carol. So always good to be hearing from my sister, Carol. And yeah, there's just been some other strange things that have been happening. So, and if I don't write them down, I forget to tell you. So in the middle of the show, if I blurt them out and say, oh, my God, Dave, guess what happened? So that might be what is going to happen here tonight. So tonight we're going to be talking about Saturn and how it impacts our feelings of security or insecurity. So I'm going to welcome Dave to the show right now. And it's just, there's something on the tip of my tongue that I want to tell you guys. It's not coming right now. So, oh, yes, earlier today. So I was in an office. I had to pick up some paperwork. This person, he had spoken with me yesterday. He pulled this paperwork out. It was very important paperwork. There was only one of them. Okay, so get that. You know, that's how important it is. And it was a legal document. So we were joking around about, you know, how we're Catholic and stuff. And I've had some people say spiritually, for them, they don't pray to the saints. Well, I said, I think we've got a big baseball team behind us. So there's a lot of people that we can call on the other side. And one of those people happens to be St. Anthony. So the prayer, they've got a special prayer for St. Anthony. St. Anthony represents lost articles, lost items. And I said, hey, you know, because they were looking for quite a while for this paperwork. I said, hey, let's just pray to St. Anthony. And I said, I don't know if you guys have heard this version of it, but it's Tony, Tony, look around. Something's lost and it must be found now, Tony. And within less than a minute, I swear to God, you guys, that's what I love about the prayers. That's what I love about our saints and angels working with us. And you guys know I'm a big advocate of that. This gentleman turned around on an empty desk. There was one piece of paper sitting there. And he said, oh, my God, there it is. And I said, yes. And you just called on St. Anthony to find a lost item. And there it was. So that's the prayer. Tony, Tony, look around. Something's lost and it must be found now, Tony. So make sure you guys continue to talk with your spirit guides and angels. And now we have Dave Gunning, our master astrologer, joining us. And we're going to talk about Saturn and feelings of security, insecurity. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jorianne.
You are welcome. I always love it when you come on.
I love coming on, too. So,
say it again.
We're going to talk about Saturn tonight.
Yes, yes, we are. Yes, and we're off on our dates. It's normally the last
last
Thursday
of the month.
And I, at that time, and I had my daughter having major back surgery, so I really wasn't able to be on at that time, so thank God that she's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the thing I wanted to say first was that in astrology, Saturn is considered the most difficult planet to deal with. It brings security, but sometimes at a price. I mean, you have to work really hard. So wherever Saturn is in your chart, that's the house or area, whatever that house rules, that's the area that you have to work harder to gain your fortune in some cases, or just a feeling of peace and everything's going well, because Saturn basically will give you so much that you feel fulfilled by that we really can't do without it. Saturn is a very, very important planet. We talk about in astrology how we want to reach higher levels of consciousness, which basically has to do with the outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. Uranus has a lot to do with mental genius, like an Einstein, you know, people like that, Henry Ford, you name it. Neptune has a lot to do with unconditional love and extremely compassionate, extreme compassion for humanity, and doing some very, very great things like Jesus Christ did. You know, that's kind of a Neptunian thing, you know, love for humanity, unconditional love. And Pluto has a lot to do with the depth of our consciousness and understanding our emotions and feelings from a very, very deep level. And, I mean, there's so much more. I'm just touching upon these three planets because those planets are the ones that we all want to eventually tune into. But in order to do that, you really have to get past what is called in astrology the rings of Saturn. The rings of Saturn has to do with how do we deal with major loss in our life. We know that Saturn gives. It gives us a sense of security, but it also takes away, okay? It's the biggest tester. It's the biggest tester in astrology. It tests us to the limit sometimes. So, for instance, when I say dealing with loss, I'm talking about major loss. Like, you know, we're not talking here about, you know, oh, I lost $20 today. I misplaced it somewhere. Maybe it's on the street and I needed that money to get home and, oh, my God. I'm talking about major loss, like when you lose a spouse. They may have died. You may have lost a child, which is, you know, just horrible, especially for the woman. Because she's given birth to that child. And maybe loss of a job, which makes you lose money and security that way, but also takes away a certain sense of power that you may have had in that job. It could be a loss of a lot of money suddenly, maybe the stock market. Maybe a loss of your house in a fire or a beloved pet. We're talking about things that really shake us to the core. So Saturn is working hard toward goals, but even though we may have reached that goal, it's like the universe will always test us at some point. Do we really need this goal? What do we do without it? And so losing major things like that shakes people to the core most of the time. And some other people, though, will see Saturn as the ones that are really evolved now I'm talking about. They see Saturn as a stepping stone to success. They don't get befuddled. They don't get too nervous. They don't get shooken up. They see, okay, well, what am I going to learn from this, you know? Whereas most people would be like, you know, feel like jumping off the bridge because they've lost so much. And it really does test certain people to the limit. In fact, it probably shakes up the people who are more evolved more than anything else. Not shakes them up, but tests them the most because they're the ones that generally can handle it. But, you know, it's like upping the game with people who are evolved. So the universe isn't going to give you anything more than you can handle, right? And that's basically a lot to do with Saturn. So it gives us security, but it also takes away. So some people, like, it's like running a race, and there's hurdles in front of you. What are you going to do? You're going to jump over that hurdle? That would be the person who sees Saturn as a stepping stone to success. Do you go around it? You know, some people try to skirt the issue and do this or that, and they, you know, they don't really learn anything, but they've gotten around it. Other people will try to break right through the hurdle, which you can do that, but at what cost? To your own body, you know, to your own health. So Saturn demands that you work, but it also demands that you work in a moral, ethical sense, so that you're not cheating, trying to cheat the universe. You're trying to deal with the loss of security, but at the same time, you know, you have to do it in a very, I guess you could say, moral, ethical, or even spiritual way. It doesn't make us. It doesn't say to us, you're going to get around this, but you can do this, that. No, it always says you're going to do it the way that you're supposed to do it. Okay, so it kind of almost takes us by the scruff of the neck and says, you have been not working in this area, and now you must work in this area. It's really the boss. It's really like the good boss, the ethical boss, but the fair boss too. And the other thing about Saturn is that when you try to get around something, you try to trick Saturn, it'll just make it worse for you. So like it's like trying to talk your way out of a traffic ticket. Can't do that with Saturn. So if you do, it's just going to make the situation even worse for yourself. So when you're under a Saturn, that's very, very important for people to know where their Saturn is and what aspects it's making in the natal chart, then to know where it is by transit and what's it doing and where is it transiting through your chart, and will this be a really difficult lesson, or will it be a lesson that's not as difficult, but I will learn from it as well. So it all depends on the individual and where they're at and how they deal with the situation. So, yeah, Saturn is very, very important. It's like once you get past those rings of Saturn, and we are tested over and over and over again sometimes, then finally at some point, and I think it's at the point at which the universe decides, it decides whether you're ready or not to reach a higher state of consciousness. So Saturn is that point of no return. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to jump in here, and I want to tell you, when I was talking in the very beginning of the show, and I was saying the weird, strange spiritual things, like knowing that there's a dead man in this house, when I was typing out a letter yesterday, and again, I'm getting back to starting writing, writing my books and stuff. There's a program called Dragon Naturally Speaking. So it's a word-to-text program. And as I was typing it, it kept repeating the word him, H-I-M, 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 relentlessly. And it would not stop typing that word. And I kept erasing the word. I kept erasing it, him, and yet it still kept coming back. So things like that, to me, are some of the things that people should also be looking for when they're doing any of this work. Now, how that relates to Saturn, I'm really not sure. But I do know that you know, there are some things even with Saturn, like you said, it is the big teacher. And all I kept asking is him, like him who? Who is the him that I'm supposed to be paying attention to? So, and then to me, it's like waiting on more information to be presented.
Sure.
So I just want to add that in, because there was something you said a little bit ago, and that would have, you know, fit right into what you were just saying a moment ago. So I just want to share that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Saturn is like the big father in the zodiac. You know, it teaches us. But it also teaches us how to make it in the real world, too, because it's very, very down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not – we think of Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto as being kind of higher elevation of our consciousness. But Saturn, no. It's more about lessons that we have to learn every day, and especially the lessons that are the most apparent in our chart that we need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically says you're not going to – be lazy now. You're gonna have to work hard and get through this.
Oh, no doubt.
So it's the one planet that keeps everybody honest. And that's the other thing about Saturn, in terms of honesty. If we're, say, doing a job that we tend to defend because, well, you know, this is a really good job. You know, it's good. I make good money and everything. But is it something mm-hmm. that you really wanted to do? And Saturn says, if this mm-hmm. isn't what you really want to do, then you're in the wrong profession. I don't care how much money you're making, okay? You have to be happy at what you do. You're only happy if you're doing the thing that you were meant to do this lifetime. And that actually shows in the chart as well. And it may not have all that much to do with Saturn. It may have something to do with Saturn, but that has a lot to do with all the other planets as well. So it always says, do what you are supposed to do. Do what you want to do and maybe afraid mm-hmm. to do. But Saturn says, don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep working at it. Doesn't mean you give up your job. It just says that you work the thing that you're supposed to be doing on the side. Okay? So it never lets us off the hook. We always have to knuckle down with Saturn. That's important.
Well, there's a book
out
there.
It's really
a
very important planet.
There's a book out there that says, do what you love and the money will follow.
Yeah.
Do what you love and the money will mm-hmm. follow. And, Dave, you're right. Yep. There are a lot of people that are in jobs that are not happy. But also there are some people that don't know exactly particularly what they want to do just yet either.
Yeah,
so
right.
To me, that's a place where they need to kind of rest, kick back. Yeah. You've got to have money, so pay your bills. But then
yeah,
start exploring other things as well.
Yeah. The thing that's really sad is those people who really know what they want to do and should be doing, but they're just taking another job because it gives them the money, okay? And they're not really working on the thing that they really love deep down. You know, Saturn never says, okay, quit your job and do this other thing. No, it says do your job. Because you got to make money. You got to live in this world. It's, you know, Saturn is all about security. So you have to make money. You have to buy food, clothing, you know, shelter, you know, all that stuff. All those things are Saturn. So it doesn't say quit. It says keep going, doing what you're doing, but get working on your dream. And you can do that in the evening or on the weekends. And, you know, you stay with it. Because if you don't, you're not going to be very happy at all. Saturn brings you happiness if you're doing what it is that, you know, you're supposed to be doing. It has a lot to do with Saturn. It has something to do with other planets as well. It's not just Saturn alone, but it mainly has to do with Saturn because it's the one that we feel the most. It's the one that's the most grounded. It grounds us. So we shouldn't be...
You're saying panic.
Don't panic. You don't have to with Saturn. Saturn does everything in a very slow and patient manner. It never tells us to go faster than we're capable of going, right? It keeps us in a safe, the lane we're supposed to be in, and it keeps us safe at the speed we're at. Just keep moving forward, though. Don't stop. Don't get distracted. Stay focused. That's Saturn.
Well, why don't we check and see? We have a lot of people calling in tonight. This is what I want to tell people. We want to make sure, everybody, that people get at least one question. We're not going to, you know, go on and on and on with an answer because Dave will give you just a little taste. He works with the sun signs. He's not working with your entire chart tonight. But you can call Dave or go to astrogunning@gmail.com. to get a full chart. Now, that's your new email, right, Dave? Astrogunning gmail.com.
That's
so remember,
correct.
We have a lot of people calling in, and if you guys will go ahead and give us your first name, where you're calling from, and your birth date, and then you can ask a question to Dave. All right, let's see who we have as our first caller. Hi, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Kay from Georgia.
Georgia, welcome to the show, Kay. Yeah, and your birthday?
Thank you. 12/29/66 coming up.
Okay, so you have your
Capricorn. Wow, happy birthday.
Yes, thank you.
You're about an 8-degree Capricorn. Do you know your chart, Kay?
No, I really don't.
That's fine. You're about an 8 or 9 degree Capricorn. What is your question?
My question, and it's so interesting, is really about the opening. The short of it is I am working 2 full-time remote jobs. One is a contract, one is a full-time. The contract is ending on my birthday, and I'm just ready for something new, but I'm just wondering if you see something new coming through, something for my greatest and highest good. I have been applying.
Okay, so you're looking for... You're wondering what's going to happen after that one contract job ends.
Yes.
What's coming up for me? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I tell you one thing. We were kind of just talking about Saturn, and Saturn has a lot to do with jobs and career and all that. You do have Saturn going to be sextiling your sun at 9 degrees, and that's going to be at the end of February 2024, maybe even into March. Mainly end of February, because you got Saturn going through 9 degrees, and there's 60 minutes each degree, so it's going to go over or through all 30 degrees of 9 degrees, and that starts around the 23rd of February. So that's a help. You're also going to have Jupiter trining your sun right around that same time, they kind of are working together in terms of degrees, and that one starts February 16th. So I would say, looking at that, that you have Jupiter and Saturn, and Jupiter's trining your sun sign in Capricorn, so that's even better. Saturn and Jupiter, I would say, from the second half or the middle of February to the end of February 2024 is when, if you work really hard and put out whatever you have to do to get another contract or whatever it is that you, however it is that you get jobs, if you do that, then Jupiter and Saturn may open up some new doors for you. So I'm seeing the second half of February 2024 is of major help for you, okay? And I don't see anything else offhand here. I'm looking at, because Mars and Pluto are going to go into Aquarius in 2024. Uranus is way beyond 9 degrees, so it's at 19 degrees. That's not going to be of much help. I'm looking further, and, yeah, that's let me put it this way. Okay, end of February time, middle of February, end of February time should help you. But you have to, because we were talking about this before, make sure you apply yourself during that time. Okay? Hello? Jorianne, are you there?
I am.
Hello?
And I also want to say thank you to Kay. Yep, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. All right, so thanks so much, Kay. And then we're going to see who's next online here. That must have been me on my phone, you guys. Must have been me on my phone. Okay. All right, so let's see who's next. I know, right? It's like, wait a minute here. Hi, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi. How are you? Hi. This is Marie. I'm calling from New York. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's your first name?
Good. Really good.
Marie. Hi, Marie.
Hi, I have to just say this real quick. When you were opening the show and talking about St. Anthony, I always say, you know, I always ask them if I lose something. And I find it, whatever it is, shortly thereafter. And I was talking to someone who is very faith-filled, went to church all the time. They stopped. They pray, but you know, more, they're a little bit older now. So, and they were here, look at my house. They were looking for something that was theirs. And they cut down a bunch of my flowers, which is okay. I wanted these particular flowers gone. They're kind of going through and cutting them to see if they dropped in there. And then they went back in my garage to see if they were in there, and very expensive sunglasses. And I said, pray to St. Anthony. Oh. And they said they said something. And I'm like, okay. They had their view on what I said. And I go, hey, did you think to look in the back of your truck? As soon as they said, they went to the back of the truck, and there they were. And I didn't say a word, but I smirked and said, you know. So I'm just like, see? So.
Wow. Very good.
I just had to share that.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So my question to you is,
Mary, first of all, tell me your birth date.
Oh, I'm sorry. 10-12.
I'm sorry, what?
10-12.
Oh, 10-12. Okay, so October 12th. All right, so you're about 22 degrees of Libra. Do you know your chart? By any chance?
What do you mean, my chart? I'm sorry.
Do you ever had your horoscope read?
Yes, I'm sure I have, but it's been quite a long time.
Okay.
So I'm sorry.
That's fine. I'm just curious. So you're about a 22 degree of Libra.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
I'm just trying to figure out where it is, and so I can figure out what these planets in the ephemeris and how they're affecting you right now. So go ahead with your question.
Thank you. There's someone I'd like to reconnect with from my past and reconnect as friends. We were more at one, well, for a long time. But anyways, I'd like to reconnect with as friends. Mm-hmm. And I have reached out a couple times, and I'd like to know if and or when you see us reconnecting.
Well, I'm...
they're going to have to step up because I'm
okay.
done, you know, reaching out. I can, yeah.
Yeah, sure, sure, I get it. In March of 2024, you're going to have... Mars is going to be in Aquarius. In fact,
okay.
it moves into Aquarius on February 14th, and right after that, Venus. And Pluto is already going to be in Aquarius. See, the reason I'm saying Aquarius is because those are the planets, that's the sign that makes really good aspects to your sun, because Libra
okay.
and Aquarius are both air signs, and
okay.
that's a nice connection. So the first one that I see is you're going to have Venus. Now, this is in March of 2024,
okay.
and on March 6th, you're going to have Venus at 22 degrees of Aquarius, making a trine. Trines are very good. They're the best aspect you can have. This is
mm-hmm.
a fast-moving planet, though. Venus doesn't stick around for any great time in any degree. But around the 6th of March, you're going to have Venus trining your sun. And
okay.
then right after that, which is interesting, they're pretty close, on the 13th
mm-hmm.
of March, you're going to have Mars trining your sun. That's
okay.
very good as well. Let's see. I'm looking at, okay, Uranus. Oh, this is interesting. You're going to have Uranus
mm-hmm.
making a square to your sun, and that's going to be at the end of April.
April.
Right. So,
okay.
and that's going to go on into May, right around the middle of May, like around the 11th, it starts to go into 23 degrees. So from
the 11th?
Yeah, around the end of April, April 28th, you're going to have Uranus squaring your sun. Now, that you think, oh, squares, those are difficult. Yeah, but they motivate us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say actually the best time might be with the Uranus, depending on the rest of your chart, of course, and I don't have that. But you're also going to have Jupiter squaring your sun sign right around the end of April as well. So you're going to have – see, April, when we talked about this the last time we did Blog Talk Radio a month ago,
mm-hmm.
Jupiter
mm-hmm.
and Uranus are going to be at 21 degrees Taurus, and they're both squaring your sun sign. This is like toward the end of April. So
isn't that good, Dave? Is that good, though?
Well, it's a good question. It's a double-edged sword, all right? It can be motivating.
Oh, that's the story of my life.
Yeah, right. Isn't it a double-edged sword for everybody, you know,
mm-hmm.
considering everything? But, you're going to have, you're going to be motivated to get back into this relationship. I know you already are. You already mentioned that. Will he be? I don't know because I don't have his chart. But, you know, the sun sign, women, you really want to look at the sun sign in your chart because in a woman's chart, the two male planets are Mars
mm-hmm.
and the Sun. And
okay.
in a man's chart, you look at the Moon and the Venus because those are the female planets. So they represent
okay.
women in their life. But I would say, again, I want to make this clear. I don't make predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I have your whole chart and I'm doing a reading for you, I don't make predictions.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about possibilities, all right?
Okay.
And how you might be feeling internally. That's important as well.
Right.
So you're going to be highly motivated with Jupiter and Uranus squaring your sun. They're not going to be squaring, that's probably good. They're going to be forming what is called the quincunx aspect. That's a 150-degree aspect. Won't go into all that right now. But quincunx
okay.
can be favorable or not favorable as well. It's kind of a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that you're going to have health problems because a lot of times quincunxes have to do with health. How is your health, by the way, right now?
It's good right now, but a month mm-hmm. and a half ago it was pretty bad. I mean, something happened, and
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't think. I don't know if that's going. I don't think that's reoccurring because it's not a Pluto aspect. But anyways, yeah. Look to the end of April, but in March, when I mentioned Mars and Venus.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be in Aquarius, so they're going to be trining. See, Mars is going to be trining your sun sign, and the other one, was Venus, going to be trying your sun sign. Yeah, so, and those are the love planets anyway. So I would look to see that March might be good, but you got to really make an effort to try to get, I mean, I know you have because you said you were. Mm-hmm. But so I would say the most favorable time is around the beginning of March, but toward the end of April, there might be some things kicking up as well. So keep an eye on both those times.
Okay, so what you mean around that time, I should be reaching out. Would be a good time to reach out?
Absolutely. In fact, both times, especially the one in March, okay, because those are Venus and Mars are fast-moving planets, and I'll give you the exact dates. Mars around the 13th of March, because it's going to be right at 22 degrees Aquarius, trining your sun sign in Libra. And then for Venus, it's a little bit before that. It's around the 6th of March. That's when it peaks. It's when it gets to 22 degrees Aquarius, trining your sun sign. So both Venus and Mars be trining your sun sign, which is good. That's a good time. But make your move, because trines, they're the best aspect in astrology, but they're not highly motivating. They kind of give things. There has to be some kind of motivation there. But I think at the end of April, you'll really feel motivated with Jupiter and Uranus at 21 degrees Taurus, making a quincunx to your sun sign. So anyways, I didn't look any further ahead, but that's deal with that for now.
But that's why she can give you, that's why Marie can go ahead and give you a call, Dave, and schedule a check.
So,
Marie, good luck. Good luck. You know, and I tell everybody, please, if Dave is really giving you specific dates, write them down on your calendar. Because when I've gone for a chart from Dave in the past, I literally bring my calendar, my little date book, and when he says something, I'm telling you, you know, Dave's going to record it for you, but I'm taking notes as well as the recording. So, and then I watch those dates. That's what I do.
Let me just mention one thing before you do. I encourage people who come to bring their cell phone so they can record it from their cell phone. I used to do recordings on cassette tapes. That's old technology. So I ask people to bring their cell phone so they can record it. What we're doing, we're just looking at aspects from planets to the sun, which is important, but I can't go into the whole thing over the phone since we only have about 5 minutes with each person that calls. But when I do a reading, it's much, much more comprehensive.
A lot more in depth. I mean, it truly is, you guys. So. All right, well, let's see who we have next online here. Marie, thank you. Please call us and let us know what happens. Mark those dates down.
Yeah.
All right, let's see who our next caller is. Hi, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Katie in Atlanta.
Katie in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Katie.
How are you doing, Katie?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Katie, when's your birthday?
12/26.
Oh, right after Christmas.
Happy birthday soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you're about a 5-degree Capricorn. You're born just after the winter solstice as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. So about 5 degrees Capricorn. All right. What is your question?
Okay. I am very open to love and romance, mm-hmm. and I want to start dating. Mm-hmm. So I wanted, I guess, some possible, you know, opportunities in my love life.
Okay. That's usually the question that people have. So being a 5-degree Capricorn, we're looking at, Taurus is going to be, all right, here we go. This month, of December, you have Jupiter at 5 degrees and 6 degrees, going retrograde. Okay, so right around the middle of this month, that's where we're at. You got Jupiter trining your sun sign. This is a good time right now, as a matter of fact. Let me see, 6 degrees. Let me give you from a certain date to another date. So we're already past. We're already, at the 12th? So right now until right around the end of the month, especially on the 31st, when Jupiter goes direct, as a station point. I would say the rest of this month and into January, you're going to have Jupiter trining your sun sign. Now, that's excellent. It's an excellent aspect to have. It's going to give you the confidence and the optimism to go forward. See, it's really all about you. You know, it's not like somebody's just going to walk into your life, you know, knock on your door and say, here I am. But Jupiter trining the sun gives you the confidence to get out there and make yourself more available. Do you have a plan with regard to that? How are you going to get out and be more sociable?
Yes, I mean, Christmas is coming, my birthday is coming. I'm going to go to like Christmas parties, and
yes,
I may possibly go on a vacation. But I'm definitely going to try to actually get out physically outside and also try to go to social events.
You should be feeling pretty confident right now. Has your confidence been building over the last month or so?
I'm feeling good. I just made like a new move to the city. So feeling good. I'm feeling good. I haven't felt out the city, you know, yet. But I'm open.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let me give you another date here. In January next year, you're going to see Mars at around 5 and 6 degrees Capricorn, which is that would be Mars conjuncting your sun signs right on it. And that's going to be around the 12th and 13th of January. So, you know, you take what you're feeling right now, and then Mars on your sun, that's going to give you like even more of a push to, you know, go out, meet people, whatever you have to do. Just be relaxed, be calm. You know, Capricorn, I don't know about you, but Capricorns usually are a little bit on the shy side. They tend to be more business-like and more concerned about job first and security and all that. I don't know. I mean, do you consider yourself kind of a shy person, or are you more outgoing?
I don't think I'm shy, but I'm definitely a Capricorn, you know, want a new career, you know, new business, new job, things like that. But I'm also going to make an effort to get outside, even if it's like to a gym class, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm making it to have like a social life. Yes.
Very good. That's a good
plan.
You have a very sound plan there. So are you doing well in your job career right now?
Well, I'm open to getting a new position that pays me more money. So I'm going to start looking for a new position.
And you should.
I love your attitude.
She does. She's got a really good attitude.
Yeah.
You know, you got a plan. You got a plan. Capricorns always have a plan.
I'm a woman with a plan.
Yeah, you've got a plan. Just stay with your plan, and it'll work.
Thank you. Thank
you
both, and happy holidays.
You too. And you might one other thing. You might be. Are you attracted to Capricorn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's because your son's in Capricorn, and you know, as I mentioned to the previous caller, always look to. Well, you don't have your chart, but you know, when you have your chart, a woman should be looking at, if she's looking for love, look at where Mars is at, and look at where the sun is at, because those are the two male planets in your chart. And so how are other planets transiting around your chart? Are they what kind of aspects are they making to those two planets? And that'll give you a clue as to, you know, your love life, because that has those two planets has a lot to do with your love life for a woman.
Well, Joanne, I have a little joke, quick joke.
Beautiful.
You know when you said the prayer, you see that prayer you said about finding things? I said the same thing to the angels. I said, show me my man.
There you go.
Show
me my
man. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's to Venus or if that's to the goddess Venus or if that's to St. Anthony because it's lost right now.
Very good, Katie.
Happy holidays, honey.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
She's got a great sense of humor.
Show me my man. I'm telling you, we're all going to be my next mantra.
Yeah, that's it, man. Where is he? I want to find him.
All right.
St. Anthony.
I'm telling you, find him
under the rock.
Yeah, Tony. Right. Oh, my God, that's hilarious. All right, that's beautiful. All right, so let's see who we have next online. You know, Dave, everybody loves calling in to have a little astrology question with you. So,
yep.
Caller, hi, who is this, and where are you calling from?
Daughter Monica, sending her daddy Gigi all the blessings.
Oh, God.
Okay,
can you come to your phone? Yeah. She needs to come to the phone. She's like, are you there?
I think they're talking to somebody else. I think that's what's going on there.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, we're going to go to our next caller, and then we will come back to you. All right. Well, so, you know, we have to visit. I mean, these are the holidays. Hi, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from? Are you there?
Hello.
And some people like to listen also.
Yeah, right. That's okay.
Hi there. Ghost of Christmas Past. Hello. Okay. And
wow.
All right, we're going to try our last thing. That might have been the Ghost of Christmas Past. Dang it.
There you go, right. Spirit
calling
in. What
was this dead guy in my house? Oh, my God, my earrings in different locations, that just really had me, yes, was it yesterday morning, I think it was like, how did that earring get to the back door and one was on my nightstand? Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta again, wow, okay.
And your first name, please. Yeah.
Daphne.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name. What was it?
Daphne.
Oh, Daphne. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. All right, Daphne, when is your birthday?
Sunday.
This Sunday. Okay, so that
wow,
is the
7th. Wow, a lot of close birthdays.
Yeah, 17th of December, correct?
Right.
Okay, and wow, you're having a solar return on that day.
Beautiful.
In other words, the sun comes all the way around your chart in conjunction. So what is your question, Daphne?
I want to know, do you see me getting married or moving?
Getting married or moving, okay. So the 17th of December puts you at like 27 degrees of Sagittarius is your sun sign. And let's see are you going through right now? Because I'm looking at Neptune. It's 24 degrees of Pisces, and it's getting closer and closer to that 27 degrees point. Have you been feeling a little bit confused about things lately, a little bit like not quite yourself or a little bit tell me about what's going on there. Tell me about that.
Well, I have a caretaker, and he went to Miami now. He lives in Miami, but he didn't want to go, and he wanted me to take care of him. I didn't keep being his caretaker, and then my blood pressure was going up, and I couldn't do it anymore. So his family came and got him, and he wanted to come back.
Wow. So that's, that can be...
Okay.
Kind of unexpected, in a way. Mm. So, I don't know
very
about the moving thing.
Very stressful, also. Very, very stressful.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, Neptune. You're under a Neptune. Neptune is not just under a Neptune, but you're under a Neptune square because it's in Pisces. It's in its own sign, but it's squaring your sun sign in Sagittarius, and unfortunately, you're going to be under that from now until like around March. And so Neptune squaring your sun means things are going to be, you're feeling like not yourself. Things are a little bit confusing, as I mentioned. But also it's like maybe I need to look at other ways of expressing myself and looking at other kinds of jobs maybe I like. you know, this is not a really good aspect that you're under, Daphne. It's really, it's a very confusing time for you. And I would wait. I mean, there might be some good things here with other planets, but still, Neptune, because it moves so slowly, that it's gonna be there for a while. You know, I don't really want to say that it's going to be disastrous or anything like that. That's not the case. But let me look at some other things going on here for you in the meantime, because you got Venus in April. And that's going to be, let's see, it's right around the end of April, April 27th, thereabouts. You're going to have Venus in Aries trining your sun sign. Things could be a little bit better in terms of relationships there. It might help a little bit, but not a great deal. I mean, it's going to lighten things up, let's put it that way. And then Saturn's not going to be doing anything for quite some time in your chart, at least with your sun sign. Mars is going to be, Mars is also going to be squaring your sun, so, wow, I would be, things are going to lighten up after May. I know that sounds like a long time away, but things will get better. I mean, Jupiter is going to be going into Gemini, and eventually it's going to be opposing your sun sign will give you more confidence. But right now, I hate to say this, but you're under a difficult Neptune, and things just seem to be it's almost as if it's hard to make plans, because when you make plans, things just kind of dissipate. They kind of evaporate. They kind of just go away. Has that been kind of the case?
I wanted to go to South Africa, and then my mother, she just discouraged. I'm not going because of her.
Okay.
You know.
So it's been, you've been kind of going through a troubling time, I take it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't move either at this time. If you move, it may not work out. Either. Jorianne, do you want to add some things to this? Because I think it's important that you hear from you as well. Jorianne?
Yep. Jorianne, thank you for that.
Okay. You dropped off again.
There we go. Thank you, Dave. I actually had a dog barking in the background, so I had to mute myself. So otherwise, it would have been me commenting and the dog commenting. I do believe, yes, that Daphne is going through a harder time. And Daphne, I just want to let you know also, you do have a dead relative that's closely watching over you. So right now, patience really is going to be a virtue, as they say, for you. Until you know, I think Dave said it around March. But you know, Dave, we got so many other people that are waiting to have a couple questions for you. So we're going to move on. Daphne, good luck. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Let's see what happens online here.
Yes, let us know what happens. Hi, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from? Oh, this might be our listener.
Another listener. The spirit of Christmas future.
Hello?
The spirit of Christmas future. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hello. Who is this? Hi. Hi to you.
Yeah,
what's your name?
What is your first name?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Okay. All right. Huh. I think it could be an out of the country call too. Sometimes we have a hard time with some of those calls.
Maybe an out-of-body call. Out-of-body, maybe.
All right. All right, you guys, here's how it works. We say hello, and you say hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can. Is this Nathan?
No, that's Sheil.
Who's this?
It's not Nathan. Tell me your first name again.
Ashiel.
Ashiel.
Yeah.
How are you?
Not bad. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Welcome to the show. Really well. Thank you.
Is this somebody you know, Cherianne?
Michelle, you called before, haven't you?
Spoken to before, yes.
Okay. When is your birthday?
Yeah.
August 2nd.
August 2nd. So you're about a 12-degree Leo. Okay. And what is your question?
My question is, you know, regarding my love life. Since last spring, I've been meeting a lot of people interested in me, but it hasn't been a good match so far. So I'm curious if hopefully a good match is coming my way.
Are you talking about...
I like that.
Are you talking about your love life now? You're talking
relationship.
About that.
Yeah.
Relationships,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so, no wonder, because you got Mars in Sagittarius, and it's trining your sun, and that's, boy, that was peaking on the 12th. Did anything different, something good happen to you around that time, the 12th? That would have been about 5 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. Did anything?
I recall.
Okay. But you do have Mars right now trining your sun. That's good in terms of relationship. What it does is basically makes you more forward and more, now I won't say aggressive, but assertive. Let's put it that way. Asserting yourself. And that's a good thing because, you know, you can't just, you know, like I've said before many times, you can't just expect somebody to come to your door and, you know, drop in and there they are. You have to put your energy out there, and right now, it's good because right in the middle of December, you got Mars trining your sun sign. That's a very good aspect, and Mercury is it just went retrograde on the 13th. We're under a Mercury retrograde, so yeah, it's going to go back into Sagittarius. Yeah, but that's not. It's going to come back down into Capricorn. So I wouldn't be too concerned about Mercury. We've talked about Mercury before. Let's look at January. Let's look at January. Okay, Venus. Oh, this is good. Venus is going to be trining your sun on the 9th of January. This is a good time for you to be sociable, get out there, make yourself available. Because that's basically what it's all about, is just being... These planets make you feel better about yourself, and they don't make you do anything. I shouldn't say that, but they symbolize a time when you symbolically, you know, in your case here with January, makes you feel better about yourself. So, and that's a good thing. It's a very it's good for anybody. But Venus is the planet of love, so right around the 9th of January, you have a good aspect. I'm going to say, you know, when you got Venus and Mars coming up, making oppositions to your sun sign, and that's in February, Mars is right there at the very end of February, February 29th. Mars is going to be opposite your sun in Leo, and Venus, just a few days before, the 27th of February, is going to be also opposing your sun in Leo. So Venus and Mars, which are the love planets anyways, you got a really good, some really good aspects coming up with those two planets at the end of February. Now, those are not long, slow planets, but they do definitely talk about love. And Jupiter is going to be squaring your sun at the end of February. Boy, you got some good stuff coming up at the end of February. You got Venus, Mars, Jupiter, they're all right there in approximately the same degrees, making very strong aspects to your sun. So mark your calendar for the end of February. It's a good time for you to get out there, reach out. What do you like to do socially? Caller,
I go out with, you know, friends, go to the gym, go to the park, go to, you know, couple of bars, and as I said earlier this year, I mean there were people interested in me, but once I approached them, it's not a good match for me, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It was just more physically, it was a good match. I was very attracted, but by the time you know, I get to know them, it wasn't really what I was looking for. So I was, you know, I just move on, you know?
Here's the thing, and I've said this before, Joanna and I talked about this. Do what you love to do socially, and you may meet same people who have the same interest that you have, and that forms a common bond right there, right at the onset.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to be you're a person. Let's say you're a person that doesn't like to go to bars. You don't want to go to a bar then. I mean, some people are very successful in bars, but if you're not liking the bar scene, you shouldn't do it. Because you're not going to feel comfortable, and when you're not comfortable, that doesn't work out. Yeah.
I enjoy working out, you know. I enjoy working out, but I'm little people at the gym, but everybody's still shallow. You know what I mean? It's just
that's true. But at the same time, it's still a good place for you because never know. Somebody could be doing an exercise on the treadmill or something right next to you, and you never know. It's what you enjoy. So at the very least, even if you don't meet somebody on that day.
And Ashiel, you've got
Go ahead, Jordan.
You've got a great personality, Ashiel. You can hear it. You've got a great personality. So if you start, striking up a conversation with somebody, and some people are kind of shy at the gyms also, and they're kind of keeping to themselves, so maybe they're really not shallow. They might occur that way, but maybe they're just a little more on the shyer side until you start chatting with them, and then you'll see a whole different part of that person.
Or they may be people who are very focused on what they're doing, and it's really important for them to get their body in shape. Okay, so
I mean, I try to do it. You know, trying to get coffee or something outside of the gym, but it's just I don't know. After a while, it seems like it's a lot of work. You know, that's why I kind of lose interest. You know.
Yeah. Sure.
It is a lot of work, but I want to tell you, you've got a lot of fish you got to kiss before, a lot of frogs, but you would kiss the frogs, and then they find their prince.
I don't want to kiss anymore. I think I've kissed enough by now, you know what I mean?
just get into your social life now. Get into your social life. Get out with your friends and socialize, and even if you don't meet anybody or meet the right person, at least you're going to have a good time. Eventually, if you keep trying, it's going to happen.
It'll happen.
So here's the commercial. Here is the commercial. Dave, how can people contact you to get a full chart? So somebody like Ashiel can literally find, it's like, what time is a good time for me to find my soulmate? What do the stars look like? Yeah.
So, Ashiel, if you contact me through my email, which is astrogunning, one word, astrogunning, astrogunning@gmail, gmail.com, I will, we could set up a reading on Zoom, and, I can go over your entire chart. It's not just the sun sign you look at. Especially for love, you want to look at Venus and Mars and Pluto and Neptune. So, email me and we can set up a reading and I'd be glad to do this for you. And we can talk more in depth about, your love life, your social life and all that and other areas of your life as well because there's all kinds of things going on. Because it's not just your sun sign anymore, it's all the planets. That's what a chart reading entails. Yes. It's every planet that we use in astrology. So much, much more
everything
involved. Yeah.
Everything. All right. Good luck, Ashiel. Please let us know what happens. Me personally, I just want to say be yourself. I think you're lovely. Your energy is fabulous, and I think you will be finding someone.
Yeah, he does.
So we're
going
to say hello to our next. I know. Next caller. Hello. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. Hi. Listen. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. This is Karen in New York.
Karen in New York. Okay, Karen.
Yeah.
Karen,
welcome,
what's your birthday?
Karen.
March 29th.
March 29th in Aries. Okay, and you're about, you're about a 8 degrees Aries. Okay. What is your question, Karen?
Yeah, and I do know my chart mostly. And,
okay, good.
I'm intrigued by what you were talking about with the Saturn.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Saturn is in Virgo. My Mars is also in Virgo.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Are you born around 1950, that time?
Yes.
Okay, because I have Saturn in Virgo, and that's usually, that's the early 50s usually, generally speaking, I should say. Go ahead. What is your question?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know does all this impact me and what's coming up with all these planets? I also have rising and it's Aquarius, and my moon is in Leo.
Oh wow! Okay, so you know your chart. Have you ever had your chart read before?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you're about an 8 degrees Aries sun sign, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What is your question?
Oh, okay. Well, anything about meeting new people or money?
Okay.
Or move, anything new coming into my life, possibly?
Okay, so money and relationships, is that another area? Okay. Well, let's look at January because Venus is in Sagittarius, and, of course, that's trining your sun in Aries. But it's going to be exactly trining your sun in Aries around the 6th or 7th of January. And it's good. It's not a major thing, actually, but it's good. I'm going to look for something going on in Aries here. Let me move forward a little bit, especially these fast-moving. Okay, here we go. April, and what did I say? About an 8 degrees Aries, right? Yeah. So right around the 12th of April, 2024, you're going to have Venus in Aries conjuncting your sun. Well, that's very good. It doesn't last long. Here's the other one, too. Mercury is in Aries. I didn't see this. On the 17th of March. So Mercury is going to be conjuncting your sun, which is going to make you very outgoing, exuberant, talkative. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Something could happen there. See, it's all about what you do with these energies. And if you go with the energies and get out there, things can develop. So then Venus goes into Aries on the 6th, but on the 12th is when it's going to be right at 8 degrees. It's going to be Venus on your sun sign. That's very good for socializing and even love in some cases. They're not major things, but they're important. And then the big one you have in May. May, Mars goes into Aries. Mars represents men in your life. And so it's going to be conjuncting your sun. That also represents men in a woman's chart. And that's going to be right around the 12th of May. Mars is in Aries. It's going to be conjuncting your sun at around 8 degrees Aries. So Mars in Aries, Venus over your Aries, Mercury over your Aries. These faster-moving planets are helping you out. But basically, what they're going to be doing overall is to help you get out there more and do whatever you have to do. But I don't think you have to tell an Aries to do that. Aries are usually – are you pretty much you assert yourself, I would guess. Is that the case?
Yes, but I'm not a typical Aries, and I haven't been going out that much.
Okay.
I mean – I used to, and I suppose if there was more opportunities and more of interest to me, I would. But
do you know your chart? So is it just the one planet, the sun in Aries in your chart, since you know your chart, or is it more Aries? Do you have more Aries?
It's more. I have had my Mercury is in Aries.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that makes you Mercury. Do you know if it's conjuncting your sun? You know what degree it's at?
It's 9 degrees.
Oh, well, it's right on your sun sign then, because your sun is at 8 degrees Aries. So Mercury is conjuncting your sun. That makes you very talkative. I would say you're probably a pretty good conversationalist. Is that the case?
Yes, I can be. Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. See, well, that's right away. You have something major going for you in your natal chart. You're not afraid to talk to people. You know, Aries are the kind of people, I love Aries because they just come right up to you and say, hi, how you doing, you know? And they glad hand you and everything. Uh-huh. And it's genuine. It's genuine. They go after what they want. They go after what they want, and they get it. The only problem with Aries, and I'm talking about somebody with a lot of fire in their chart, not just Aries. You may have a lot of Sag, Leo, all that. They tend to go after what they want. They get it. And then it's like, okay, done with that. I'm going to go on to something else. You know, they don't stick around for very long a lot of times. So, I mean, I don't know if you've felt that way with other men or if you're that way yourself, but Aries, life for an Aries is like, it's conquering. I'm going to conquer this person or I'm going to conquer this job. But as soon as it gets boring or as soon as it's no longer a challenge, then they move on to something better, okay? And usually they go after it, and they keep going after it and after it until they get it. That's how they see life. But they're not the best sign for long-term relationships or marriage. Now, I'm not saying that's you. I'm saying that is true for somebody who has a lot of planets in Aries, all right?
Right. I'm more toned down, I have to say, and I was in a long-term relationship until a few years ago when he passed away.
Yeah, see, there you go.
I blame it on my rising sign Aquarius.
Oh, okay. I'm an Aquarius.
That's giving me more in my head.
Yeah, right. There you go. I'm an Aquarius sun sign. What do you know? What your degree of your area of your Aquarius rising? What degree it's at? Your ascendant. Just curious. Do you have your chart in front of you? Well, it doesn't matter. I was just curious. I was just curious. Because I was going to say if my son's right on your ascendant. What is it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
7 degrees, 59.
7 degrees. Okay. Hey, my Venus is right on your Aquarius, on your ascendant. I'm flying right out there. I'm gonna meet you. I want to meet you. My Venus is right on your ascendant.
That's right.
that's good.
I think this is a matchmaking show now.
We got a match.
my Venus conjuncts Jupiter in Aquarius.
Oh, that's even better yet. Wow. So your Jupiter's on my Venus. Oh, wow.
And you're both available.
Right.
You're both available.
There you go. I'm flying right out there.
Wow.
See, you're going to be fine. You know that Pluto is going to be going into Aquarius. It's going to be a couple of years yet, but it's going to be at 5. I know it's for me because it's going to go right over my Venus, and in like 3 years, and then just after that, it's going to be going over all your planets, your ascendant, your Venus, your Jupiter. You got some things, really good stuff coming up in a couple of years. I know that's a long way away, but, man, how old are you now? What's your age? Can I ask you that?
I hate to say it, but I'm 73.
You and I are born in the same year. It's 73, because I'm a 73 as well. So I think Jorianne and Blog Talk Radio has set us up for a dating game here. So I'll be right out there.
You know, I think we should do that. We should do astrology one night for dating. I think so. Matchmaking, yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
Karen, let us know what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. Thank you. Oh, thank
you're
you
very welcome.
That.
Yeah.
This was amazing, wonderful reading.
You know what? I would love to do your chart. Think about doing your chart on Zoom with me. That way I can give you the total lowdown because I think you and I are going through some of the same things. I had my wife just passed away a couple years ago, and we were together for a long time, and I'm available.
Yeah.
We have something in common. All right.
You might have to call up Karen. Are you getting the message? Do you have a website, Dave?
A website.
You're right.
Do you have a website?
Yeah,
I'm
going
to give it to you. I think he's getting clouded. Hang on. He's getting clouded here. The astrology, the connection is too much. AstroGunning at
gmail.com. Yeah, that's my email.
Yes.
Yeah, astrogunning@gmail.com. And I would be glad to do a reading on Zoom for you.
Well, okay. You also have a website.
Yes, I do, but it's not real active right now. Best way to get in touch with me. You know what? Why do you want to know my website? Should you want to know my services? Is that it?
I always like to look at people's websites. I don't know.
Yeah. It's star, I don't even look at it anymore.
Stargazer?
Not Stargazers. It's starwatchers.weebly.com. Starwatchers.weebly, weebly.com.
Got it.
It gives you, at least you can look at my services there. But the thing to contact me directly, well, you can contact me through the website as well, but I would rather you just email me.
Okay.
All right.
And if you're looking to see how handsome he is, Karen, go to Coffee Psychic. Yeah, Facebook, Jorianne the Coffee Psychic or Jorianne Coffee Psychic. I've got Dave's picture plastered on one of my pictures with all the astrology signs around him. So you will see he's a little cutie. He is a little hot.
No, actually, I'm not really that good looking. The last time I looked into the mirror cracked. So,
that was Halloween, Dave.
Yeah, right.
You're funny, so that helps.
Well, Karen, thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
I love your Venus,
so much,
Jupiter conjunction in Aquarius. That's a great aspect. All right.
Thanks. Too funny.
All right. Talk to you later.
Merry Christmas, Karen.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. That's almost our first match.
Here you go.
Dave, how cool is that? Wow.
I knew as soon as she said Saturn in Virgo that she had to be around my age. I knew that right away.
Wow.
So.
Yep. And then as soon as you said, look to your Mars and your Sun when you're looking for a love partner. I'll have
for
to figure
woman,
out what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for
I'm
you,
sure
it's,
what that
it's
is for me.
Well, Mars is in Aries in your chart, so Aries men. And your son's an Aquarius, so Aquarius men, you'd be attracted to those. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get married to those signs, but those are the signs that you'd be
attracted
to.
Oh, no, I do marry them.
Okay.
I do marry them. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I married them either on my – they have the same birthday or a day birthday difference.
Yeah. See, you need a partner like yourself that's a go-getter, and that's Aries. Aries are really – go-getters of the zodiac.
That is true.
And you have that going
I have to
for
have
you.
That. That's important.
Yeah.
Because I'm always gone. Yep. All right. Well, let's see who we have next online here. All right, you guys. This could be another matchmaking call. Who is this, please?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Stacy. Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. All right.
Welcome
and Stacy, welcome to the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When is your
Thanks
birthday, Stacy?
12/16.
Okay, so you're a Sagittarius, about a 26 degree Sag. What is your question?
I have career and move on my mind.
Career and on your mind, okay. Right. And are you looking for
career
a new
and
career?
Move,
okay. All right. Let me just say this about moving and even career, too. They are tied into what is called the prime meridian in the chart, which has to do with the 4th and 10th house cusps. And so I would need – see, that's where I would need to know your chart, because it would tell me your 4th house cusp sign and degree and your 10th house sign and degree. They're going to be the same degree in minute, but opposite signs. But anyways, I'm sorry. Tell me your birthday again.
December 16th.
Okay, so 26 degrees Sag.
December 16th.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, honey. Happy birthday.
Yeah,
thank you.
Right. Yeah, right. Sagittarius, 26. Oh, God. You're like that other caller. Have you been going through some... Let me put it to you this way, and I didn't mention this to the other caller. It's almost as if, because Neptune is squaring your sun sign, and when that happens, the person all of a sudden, gradually, not all of a sudden, it's more gradual, they don't really feel like themselves anymore. It's like something is up, something's going on, and all the things that I liked in the past doesn't seem to be quite working for me. Things seem to be a little bit confusing. I don't even know who I am and what I want. And are things like that going through your brain right now, your head? And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Things seem a little bit confusing. All right. And I think that other caller was a Sag too. So, yeah, they were, as a matter of fact. Yeah, Sagittarius are kind of having somewhat of a difficult
uh-huh.
time. But let me say this. You got Mars going to be going right over your sun at 26 degrees Sagittarius, and that's New Year's Eve, December 31st. So that will
wow.
help you. Yeah, it's like, are you planning to go out on New Year's Eve?
I didn't plan that far,
okay,
but I
normally
go to church.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, Mars on your sun will make you a little bit more assertive in terms of relationships. I'm going to throw the other question to Jorianne, the move. But right now, or I should say at the end of this month, you're going to feel like asserting yourself a little bit more. Do you tend to be kind of shy or what?
Yeah.
Which is kind of unusual for not unusual for a Sag. Do you know your chart? Have you
no,
ever had
no.
Okay, here's the other thing that's going on. You got Venus over your sun sign at the end of January, like right around the the 21st of January. Venus is going to be in Sag on your sun sign. That's good. Very good for keep that time. Mark your calendar
nice.
For right around that time, because it's going to make you more sociable. Get out more and get out with your friends, and just have a good time. Don't try. And also, oh wow, here's something else. January, right around the Oh, I already said this. Did I? No. I didn't say this. I didn't mention this. Jupiter, or Mars, I should say. Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I already mentioned that. That's the one on the 31st. You got Mars over your sun and then Venus over your sun later in January. So, but you're just, those are things that are going to help you, but because you're under the Neptune square sun, it's like you get interested in something, and then all of a sudden, you get into it, and it just doesn't turn out the way you thought it was going to be, and it kind of fizzles out. Is that kind of the way it's been for you recently?
Recently, yes.
Give me an example. What happened?
It's like someone reoccurred from the past, and, I'm more matured and everything, and you think it's going somewhere, and then in the middle of it, you find out it's the same old game, wasting enough time, you know.
Yeah. Neptune has a tendency, in astrology, the planet Neptune has, when it's in hard aspects now, it's a good planet, but
I'm using Bixby Text Call to convert your voice to text and respond to you. If you want to continue, please stay on the call.
What is that?
I don't know what that was. Sorry.
Jorianne, did you hear that? Jorianne, are you there? Anyways, caller, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, so what I want to tell you is this. You're going to have to wait this out because Neptune squaring your sun makes it feel like nothing is set in stone. It's like things just will you'll get excited about something or someone, and then all of a sudden, oh God, it's just the same old thing, or it just dissipates. It sort of just evaporates right in your hands. Just when you think things are going to go well, they don't go so well. And it's kind of the actual thing that's really happening is you're going through changes. You're basically saying, you know what, I used to be interested in this. I used to think of myself as being this way, and all of a sudden I'm not interested in that anymore. Is that kind of – yeah.
Oh,
so,
yes.
So you're going,
growth.
Yeah, you're going through these changes, and it's best for you to wait this out. It'll go away eventually. It's going to pass off, but Neptune does move very slowly. I would say when you get into the springtime, things will clear out a little bit for you, but right now things are kind of hazy. You're in a haze. You're kind of like in a fog. It's kind of like being in a fog. You're not sure about anything with Neptune squaring your sun. So you got those dates I mentioned, those are okay, but you're still under the Neptune as well. So just, I would say, wait it out. Things are going to eventually get better for you, but, you know, right now it's you don't have your feet squarely on the ground. Does that make sense?
Say again, wait it out. Yep. So you know what? I cannot believe it, Dave. Almost the entire hour and a half has gone by. So I want to make sure that people know how to reach you. So what is the best way they can contact you for a full astrological chart?
Okay. It's the best way to reach me is just email me, astro, Gunning, G-U-N-N-I-N-G, one word, at Gmail, my new address, Gmail.
Email address.
Gmail.com. And we can set up something that way on Zoom or something.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Right.
And as well, you guys, if you're interested for more in-depth psychic reading with me, Jory and the Coffee Psychic, that number is 219-940-9292. So we want to wish you guys, in case we don't get back on with Dave again, a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Yep. And hopefully we're going to get on either right around the New Year so we can do a New Year show for you guys. And we can look at maybe Christmas presents, or we can look at what is new coming up for you in the New Year. Yeah.
And during the holidays, please drive careful. And use your common sense and don't drink too much, you know, keep it cool.
And take care of each other.
You're going to be around.
Really.
Yeah.
Check on your neighbors. Yeah, do something. A little bit of unexpected kindness goes a long way.
There you go.
All right.
Love it. All right. All right, Joey, and I'll talk to you soon.
Good talking to you, everyone. All right,
okay.
Dave. Love you, too. Okay.
Love you.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye.